Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll deliver some garden news, talk about some extension news, and remind everyone of the upcoming extension calendar, like our Farm Safety Day camp coming June 4th. But first, did you know that May is recognized as Mental Health Awareness Month, a time to increase awareness about the importance of mental health and provide resources for support? This observation has been in place since 1949 and aims to address the challenges faced by millions of Americans living with mental health conditions. Here at KSRE, we want to be a lifeline that you can contact about a loved one, friend, or even yourself for more information. In my garden news, late May and early June are an important period for one of home gardeners' favorite crops, tomatoes. K-State University and KSRE remind gardeners that tomatoes need support to remain upright. If left to grow on the ground, tomatoes receive less airflow and are at greater risk for disease. Support structures keep the fruit off the ground, which helps reduce contamination from contact with the soil. Is there a right or a wrong way to support tomatoes? Maybe. But there are a lot of different ways that one can use to help support the tomato plant. For small container tomatoes, traditional cages purchased at local stores can be effective, but many times the plant outgrows the smaller cages. KSRE suggests home gardeners build their own cages using wire mesh. The openings between the wires should be large enough to fit your hand through when harvesting, and allow even large slicing tomatoes to slide through. To make your own tomato cage, cut the wire to the desired length and create a cylinder that will wrap around your plant. Wrap the cut wires around the other end of the panel to make a cylinder shape. To keep the cage in place, you will need at least one or two wooden stakes. Hammer them into the soil several inches and attach the cage to them by using wire or garden tape. Another support method is the stake and weave. With plants in a row, place T-posts in the ground between every few plants and a T-post at the beginning and end of each row. When your plants are about a foot tall, tie a strand of twine to the T-post at one end of the row. Walk the length of the row, holding the twine and wrapping it around each T-post as you pass. At the end of the row, wrap the twine around the T-post and return to the start while again wrapping the twine around each post. As you come upon the plants, they should be carefully placed between the strings for support. When you reach the starting point, cut the twine and secure it to the end T-post. As the plants grow, add a twine higher up on the post in the same pattern. Twine should be added every 8 to 12 inches, or at least before the plants begin to droop. In my wheat news, I want to thank our three wheat plot farms for working with KSRE this year. The Patrick Farm of Marquette, the Golly Farm of Mound Ridge, and the Schrader Farm of Inman. A special thanks goes out to MKC for hosting and cooking our luncheon at their Mound Ridge Training Center, along with the Citizens Bank for sponsoring the meat for the hamburgers. We had a wonderful day understanding the different characteristics of the varieties of wheat that we grow here in McPherson County and the disease pressure that we are facing here in our wheat fields. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.